Hello, and welcome to show number one of Global Perspectives with Dr. Michael Lightman, where we discuss what's happening in the world today. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Dr. Lightman.
Hello.
Dr. Lightman, the coronavirus, you said that it is here to stay. And these days, the New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, warns that we may never get back to zero coronavirus cases. On the same topic, the coronavirus may be reactivating in people who have been cured of the illness, according to South Korea's Center for Disease Control and Prevention. On the other hand, the Jerusalem Post reports that if all goes as planned, a vaccine could be ready within a few weeks and available in 90 days, the production of a small company in northern Israel. So, Dr. Lightman, what do you think will happen with the virus? On the one hand, if we return from the lockdown to the life we'd had prior to its emergence, all the benefits we've seen happening because of its appearance will disappear. On the other hand, if we can't find a cure or a vaccine in the near future, what will people do? What kind of world will we live in if we are in a permanent quarantine?
I think that we will get accustomed to living in a new world. In a world that is completely different than what was. As we will replace many of our engagements, businesses get more used to living at home, doing our business and work through the internet. Many of our businesses will fall and will have no need, as in this period of time that we're in right now, will weaken and pass, and it won't be immediate or fast. It will take months and months. So when we come back to the seemingly what was, it will no longer be what it was, and we will be different, and our businesses will be different. I'm certain that we will be living in a different world. We'll be as different people. And this life will be much better. We will give more consideration to silence than running uncountably from one end of the world to the other. We will give more to think of the essence of life, to consider the purpose of life. We want to know what's the purpose of life, what we have from all of this, that we've worked so hard and we were running around in the whole world from one country to another just to know what restaurants there are in each country or what cultures each country has. That is not quite something that would add for us. It was simply some general chase that, well, it's hard for a person not to run after everything, because there are voices that draw us. This is why I think that there will be no return, but there will be a new world, much calmer, much more internal, and people would be calmer and more internal.
The forces that were pulling us toward consumerism and overconsumption and this running around and tourism and whatnot, why should they disappear once the virus is gone?
These forces will not disappear. The attitudes towards them from humanity will change. The thing is that just like we chased all kinds of feelings and there was nothing special about them, it's like the herd mentality that's going on here. I think that in the post-coronavirus world, it will be different.
People choose. People give up one pleasure when a bigger pleasure comes along. So they choose the bigger pleasure instead of the smaller one. What kind of bigger pleasure will they have in the new world, in the post-coronavirus world, that they don't have now, that they didn't have before?
Oh, זה יהיה עולם חדש.
It'll be a new world. A world in which we will consider connection between us more. And by us connecting more between us, all the people, by this we will create and establish, create an integral force, an integral mind, a concentration, a desire, and many people becoming one man as one wise, strong one, then we will feel new attainments in nature. It's like instead of having your senses, you have additional senses, 1,000-fold or 100,000-fold of what you have, and a mind that you have right now, with all due respect, I'm sorry, but it'll be 1,000,000 times bigger, as much as you'll be able to feel and see and accept reality in a more internal manner, in a more distant way, a deeper way. And all of this will be yours. This is how people will live in tomorrow's world. Out of the coronavirus obligating them and helping them be more connected between them.
Because until now, all that it's done is disconnected people. Actually, the communities that were the tightest were affected the most. They have the worst contagion everywhere. All the tight communities everywhere in the world, and places where people got together, those are the places that were hit the hardest. So how will the coronavirus help us connect in a different way if it's moving us apart?
You're right. This is because we were connected between us in egotistical desires, as each of us wanted to exploit the other. But if we now are willing to connect between us in order to help one another and to reach a state in which we're all connected, so that we have a common mind, common feelings, attainment and understanding that are mutual. So nevertheless, we will be above this virus. The virus won't work on behalf of nature to separate us, because we don't become contradictive to one another by this. We can also see now that this virus is separating between us only to the extent in which we are egotistical and want to harm one another. But if we will want to connect, this virus does not act against us. Why not? Is because that's how its work is. That's its role. It comes from the general law of reality. As we all come as one man, and this is how each is in contradictive forces of nature all combined as one component. And when it comes in such more advanced manner of ours, then it turns out that we are going towards tomorrow. Towards tomorrow. To a state in which we will all be connected. That we're all connected to one thing and there's nothing else we can do. But to come to being one man in one heart. And the virus will do such a thing.
יש לנו בעיה.
We have a problem. The virus acts in a way that it differentiates between us. And it wants to say that if you want to be healthy, then you're not allowed to be too connected to one another. Let's say, keep a certain distance between you. And it's a desire to be in a distance. And that's correct. But in such a way, we can't keep many businesses. We can't advance in the human advancement, in the country, in family, in the world. We need to be in tighter in our connection with one another. How do we do this? Hence, there is a matter of advancement towards one another where I intend for this, the sake of the other. If I think of coming closer to the other, not in order to benefit from him or profit from him, but to cause good for him, we will begin to see that in such a way, the virus will not influence us badly. It doesn't differentiate between us. It enables us to be connected between us. But only when we come closer to one another in an egotistical manner in order to exploit others, then we start to discover that this virus is operating in a harmful way towards us and brings its bad between us.
Let me clarify the question. What is the difference between being connected and being interdependent? Because you said that the virus showed us that we are all connected, but not that we are dependent on each other. So what is the difference between connection and interdependence?
The difference is that on behalf of nature, we are connected to one another. But according to our nature, not the upper nature, the nature of the upper force, but according to our nature, we don't want to be dependent on one another, but to exploit one another. If we want to connect to one another in such a way that it'll be good for us all, that we want to bring forth good for each other, then the virus does not bother us. On the contrary, it will operate to our benefit. It will increase the form of connection between us. We will see this in the upcoming months, but it won't let us come close and for us to find some medicine or something in order to really skip over all the gaps between us.
I want to move on to a different but related topic. We've seen two approaches in dealing with the virus. One is a lockdown, a quarantine, where everyone is told to stay home until the virus is contained. The other one is that we keep businesses open and we try to live as much as we can regularly like we did before, and we just try to stay away from each other, to keep our distances and hope for the best, more or less. I want to read you something. All the countries in the world declared a lockdown in order to contain the spread of the novel coronavirus. The main exception is the U.S. Comparing the spread of the virus between the U.S. and the world paints a frightening picture. While confirmed cases in the U.S. started a few days after Spain, production, can we see the corona spread diagram, please? Can you show the diagram, please? So I will be reading while we're seeing this. Okay, thank you. So, while confirmed cases in the U.S. started a few days after Spain and 2 weeks after Italy, by now, the cases in the U.S. have more than tripled the number of confirmed cases than in each of the countries. In Spain and Italy, there are about 150,000 confirmed cases. And in the U.S., there are more than 460,000 cases as of today. Now, the American healthcare system is not overwhelmed just yet. And the death rate is still far lower than in Italy or Spain. But the federal government's stockpile of personal protective equipment is 90% gone, while the outbreak continues to intensify, according to the House of Representatives Oversight Committee. So my question is this, several questions. First of all, there is no doubt in anyone's mind that the death toll from the virus in the U.S. will be much higher than anywhere else. But wouldn't it be better to suffer the consequences and keep businesses open? Is the price in human lives not worth the price of an economic collapse, which is what is happening in today's Europe?
I can't say that it will stop the collapse or their economy and what the calculations are here. The thing is that the fact that they're sitting in complete isolation at home, we all together are preventing connecting one to one another, and by this the fatalities diminish in the numbers and in their expression. The question is different. When we return to a connection between us, what will come out of this? This virus can leave us under the condition that we change our attitudes towards nature. The virus is kind of showing us how horrible we are and how close you are to one another. You're exploiting one another. Enter the homes into your isolation, be quarantined, and don't get close to one another. Keep a distance. It's giving us the possibility of recognizing the new existence. The virus says, you think that you need to open more and more businesses? Not true. It's enough destroying Earth. It's enough spoiling the water and the air and all that you're doing. You need to build a different new life. And here we need to understand that nature has formulas of balance. And the fact that we say that it has this forces, it does. It has a mind, it doesn't have a mind. It's not important. It has a formula in which all of its parts will come to balance. This is what we see in all the laws of nature, physics, chemistry, everything that we learn from nature, biology, zoology. We learn only the system of laws that are based on the balance between the plus and minus forces. You could say the good and bad, giving and receiving. And therefore, we won't be able to do anything with nature. We have come to a state in which we have been through and past the border of nature coming out of balance, and we can see this in the hatred between the states, the air pollution and the oil pollution and all that's going on. Everything man touches becomes filthy. And therefore, here we have a problem. How we can behave between us and how we behave between us and nature. I don't think that the solution will be quick. It seems to me that we are going to stay with this corona for months, for long months. And what America is doing, what we're doing, what Sweden's doing there, there are all kinds of approaches to the appearance of the coronavirus, but the true and correct approach is to change the nature of man in his way of relating to the general nature, to the still, the vegetative, the animals, and the connections between people especially. We need to live as an integral part of all of reality, meaning that operate for the benefit of all of reality, and not that we're destroying the poor earth that we're in.
The approach that the U.S. is taking, is it more in contradiction with the direction that nature is showing us compared to other countries?
Ken velo.
Yes and no. Actually, the Americans, on one hand, are very cautious from entering into nature and forcefully changing it. That's on one hand. On the other hand, it's what they're doing is not in order to balance nature and bring it to some kind of calm and balance. Meaning we will all have to learn how we need to relate to nature like to a living body with clear formulas of balance. And we need to cause them all the correct inclinations.
The whole point of the virus is to change human nature. That this is what needs to be corrected, to be changed.
Yes.
And none of the approaches.
Because man is an animal, or the only element that causes damage to nature, which is not in balance with nature. He has free choice, and he's not managed by the instinctive laws of nature, like still vegetative and animal, and he needs to take this correct management upon himself, and he's not doing it.
And none of the approaches you mentioned in Europe or in the U.S. or in Sweden, none of them relates in any way to the correction, to the changing of human nature. So in that respect, all of them are wrong.
Nahon.
So they're all wrong.
Nahon.
So
correct.
The virus isn't going to go away because of any of them.
Nahon.
Exactly.
Okay, so what needs to be added or modified in those approaches in order for the virus to go away?
It's very simple. Nature is an integral system, and all the parts of nature are connected to one another, support one another. We need to also be inside of this system as the supportive part, the binding part, the one that balances and acts towards the integration of all the parts of nature more and more. That is actually what we're supposed to do as human beings. We have great forces in us, and this is how we need to relate to nature. Just like to a mother, to a system that is whole and integral. If we do that consciously, with our knowledge and understanding, we will live well. And if not, the viruses will come one after another until they erase us from the face of the earth.
Well, Dr. Lightman, I had many more questions, but our time for the first show is pretty much up. So we will continue in the next show. Thank you very much. And
אני אשמח.
I will be happy.
Thank you so much.
גם לך.
To you too. And to everyone.